भगवद गीता 3.12 इष्टान भोगान इवो देवा दास्यन्ते यज्ञ भावितः तैर्दत्तान प्रदायैभ्यो यो भुङ्क्तेस्तेनैव सः। इष्टान भोगान डिजायर्ड भोग व्हाटएवर वी नीड व्हाटएवर वी डिजायर व्हाटएवर इज डियर टू अस इवो देवा The devatas, dasyante, they will provide yajna bhavitaha, being satisfied by the performance of yajna. Tair dattan apradayaibhyo. Tair dattan, what we obtain from them, apradayaibhyo. If we do not offer our part, if we do not give sacrifices to them, yobhunte, if one enjoys, stena eva saha, such a person is a stena, such a person is a thief. So what exactly is Krishna telling in this verse? Stena is a strong word, steal. Asteya is a principle of yoga. Now, who is a thief here? Krishna is telling that one who takes the universal resources without acknowledging the arrangers of those resources, such a person is a thief. Now, consider a situation where a group of people have lost their way in a forest, and then they suddenly find a palace, and in that palace they enter. There doesn't seem to be anyone around, and they see abandoned food supply, and they start taking it and sitting on the easy chair, turning on the televisions, surfing the net, feasting on the food and having a jolly good time. And then, now obviously that palace doesn't exist by itself, by chance. And certainly the palace will not be stocked with necessities and luxuries by chance. So, it's only natural that they should inquire, where have those necessities come? Where have those supplies come from? Now, if they don't inquire and later on the owner comes and says, you have to pay a bill. He says, no, why should we pay? You were not here. We didn't see you. Well, whether I was physically present or not, and whether you saw me or not, that is immaterial. You have entered into my house and you are taking my supplies without even thanking me, without even taking my permission, without even acknowledging me. So that is definitely culpable. Similarly, when we come into this world has so many resources within it. No, we need air, we need light, we need heat, we need water, we need food. And these are pre-provided in nature. We may have to endeavor a little bit to get those things. But actually it is not our endeavor that produces those needs. The endeavor is primarily to get the needs to us. It is not to make the need themselves. There's a difference between making and getting. Our endeavors don't make the necessities. It is not that by our endeavor we create the mechanisms by which grains grow. It is not that by our endeavor we create the seeds from which grains will grow. The mechanism is already there in nature. The seeds have come from the previous yield. And we basically use whatever is present in nature, the mechanisms and the resources, and we put them together in a particular process and by which we get the results. So, just like if there are raw materials there in a kitchen in the palace and the guests come and cook a big feast. So they may take credit for having cooked the feast, but they cannot take credit for having for owning the palace or possessing the resources that were there in the palace. So similarly, in this world, we cannot claim that the things of this world belong to us. If somebody has to start, if somebody says that I am going to make anything, then a person will have to start, first of all, by creating the atoms and the molecules which make up the various elements, which make up the various chemicals, which make up ultimately the substances that we use. So that's an impossible. Nobody can start from scratch. And in that sense, nobody is the maker of things. We are only the acquirer of things. So we our endeavor is to acquire and to modify. It is not to make things. And just as a person who makes things in somebody else's palace has to acknowledge and offer some proper compensation. I've used your resources, then I'll pay you this. I'm using your kitchen, I'm using your food ingredients, so I'll pay you this. Similarly, when we use the resources of nature, nature does not exist by itself. Nature is the consort of the Lord, and the Lord has created a system of universal governance in which different gods, different devatas have been assigned different departmental responsibilities. So it is important for us to know that we have our responsibilities which we need to complete. Otherwise, we will become thieves. Now, even if this party of picnickers who have come into the palace, even if they equitably distribute the food that they cook, oh, we are 10 of us and there are 5 apples in the fridge, so let us each take half off. So even if they equitably distribute the food, now at one level that they are not giving into greed and eating more than their share is good. But still at another level, the fact remains that the apples were not theirs to distribute, whether they distributed them equally or unequally. So honesty among thieves is still theory, not honesty. Because the property does not belong to them. Honesty among thieves means those who have robbed something. Then if they divide it honestly, that honesty is not as important as the theory is from the broader perspective. So similarly, even if we decide that in this world we will live equitably, still that is not an adequate arrangement for living in this world. Because we have to live not just equitably among each other, by equitably or harmoniously among each other, we have to live harmoniously with the one who has provided us everything in this world. Unfortunately, in today's world, the ethos of secular humanism is extremely prominent and dominant. And secular humanism essentially exiles God and religion and enthrones man, humanity, as the centerpiece and the purpose of creation, purpose of existence. They don't use the word creation. So the secular humanistic outlook is misleading, and it reduces humans to robbers, because they are not acknowledging the role that the Lord of nature have played in providing the necessities and the luxuries by which everyone, including the secular humanists, are able to continue living. By studying Gita wisdom and understanding the profound philosophy that is there, which actually makes far greater sense of the world than does the secular humanistic outlook, which doesn't even consider, which actually doesn't seriously ponder the question where things have come from. It simply focuses on taking things as they are and utilizing those things. So, using those things for one's own personal purposes, and that is very much from the point of view of any jurisprudence, any law, it is going somewhere and taking the possessions that lie over there without acknowledging the owner. That is thievery. That is what Krishna is saying. Stena eva saha. Now the way to avoid being such thieves is in a culture that was there at the time of Bhagavad Gita, there were specific yajnas to be performed for the demigods. Te deva bhavayantu. That we have to satisfy the devatas also. But in Kali Yuga, that is impractical, those kind of sacrifices. That's why the sacrifice of the chanting of the holy names, yajnanam japa yajnosmi, that is recommended, by which we can avoid becoming thieves and we can stay harmoniously in the universe, in harmony with the universal government. Thank you.